Good morning. You're tuned into the M&M Show. That's Maria in the morning. The time is now 8:08. I'm your host, CJ Fantel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Maria Alvarez. And right here in the studio, we have a very special guest from the USO serving those who serve. It's Casey Pizzuto. Good morning, Casey. How are you doing this
morning? Good morning. Buongiorno. I'm doing great. Thank you. Excited to be here. It's been a couple weeks for me. So yeah.
Well, it's funny that you say that because it's been a couple weeks for me being on the radio. So it's like the counterbalance. So honestly, I hadn't noticed because I was like doing afternoon stuff and you guys are mornings.
There you go.
So, and I know that I did see Hajir though, like the other week.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. So now we're every other week. So she was the last 2 weeks. So now.
Yeah.
So we only are here once a month ourselves.
Beautiful. So Casey, what exciting things are we going to be talking about concerning the USO this morning?
Well, of course, it's Thursday, so troop time, our support at Red, White, Boom next week, our big block party coming up, how to volunteer at the USO, so much good stuff.
Amazing, amazing. So before we get into all that and I start asking you all the questions about the events that are coming up, I do want to go ahead and ask you our question of the day. So you're told there is one more year to live. How are you spending your time on this earth?
Gosh, on the spot, 1 year to live. Okay, so obviously I want to spend as much time as I can with my family and friends and loved ones. I would do a lot of praying. I would still work out because I love the gym. I don't know if I would leave work because I love what I do, but if the world's ending, we're going to chaos. So I don't know. Travel. Yeah. Travel, and I would probably eat everything.
So, yeah, cut yourself some slack, you know. Go to the gym, counterbalance.
Yeah, I would eat more.
Absolutely, absolutely love that response. You can let us know what you think on Instagram and Facebook, but remember, keep it right here. We're talking all things USO and how you can take advantage. If you're just now tuning in, I have Casey right here in the studio from the USO. There are some exciting events happening courtesy of USO, but we're going to talk about one that's happening today. So, Casey, what do service members have to look forward to today?
Today is our weekly troop time. Troop time is every Thursday over at the USO on S2 in the terminal, in case you haven't been there. And this is an opportunity to come and get some great, delicious lunch, and there's gaming. And the great part is it's first come, first serve, no registration. All you have to do is show up. So this Thursday, we are serving chili dogs. So if you like hot dogs and chili and lemonade, and we sometimes have homemade cookies and cakes, come out and see us. And of course, we'll have gaming. We have the cornhole out, video games. We now have a PlayStation 5. At the USO. Yeah, PlayStation 5 and a Nintendo Switch. We just got some new gaming, and we have everybody like piles in there and plays, and whoever wins, we have prizes for the winner. Lots of fun every Thursday. So if you work on NAS2, you need to come to Troop Time. I don't know why you're not there. So if you're listening, come on over, see us today at 12 o'clock, and it'll be a good time. We have seating inside throughout the terminal, or you could stay outside in the lovely heat and get some vitamin D.
Yeah.
There's little patios out there, so it's the best of both worlds.
Sometimes you get like the nice wind that picks up in the afternoon, so hopefully it's early enough. And then, like, as you said, this is just kind of like hey, come hang out, come meet people, you know, get like your free snacks on, you know, free snacking and lunching.
Yes, and of course at the USO, we always have coffee, hot tea, snacks, all that jazz every day, Monday through Friday, and then obviously when the rotator is there as well. And juice and soda and water. Although we have those cold drinks as well.
Yeah, you can basically just ask them and, you know, they'll figure it out for you. They'll figure it out for you. Casey and I, we want you to keep it right here. We're going to be talking about an invitation to a party that you're not going to want to miss. You're just now tuning in. I am here with Casey. We talked about troop time. Don't forget, drop by at 12 for lunch and some gaming. But now we're switching it over to an invitation that you don't want to miss out on. This is for the USO. They're throwing a party. So what can you tell me about that?
Yes, we are. And you know the USO loves to throw a party. So coming up July 18th, in just a few weeks, we are throwing our summer block party over on Maranai at the Double Park. This is a family event, and we promise it'll be so much fun. Of course, we will have the good eats, the hamburgers, the hot dogs, the popcorn, icicles, those little ice pop things.
Yeah, popsicles. I just call them popsicles.
Popsicles, games for everybody, cornhole, the pinwheel, little prizes for the kids, lots of fun. We even have water guns, so we'll have some of those games going on. It's gonna be lots of fun over just on Maranai on July 18th. And you do not need to register for this event. You just need to show up. We'll have music out there. Lots of fun. You know, great way to celebrate the middle of the summer already. I can't believe it.
I know. It goes by so fast.
So if you are interested, definitely come and see us on July 18th. The big party begins at 5 p.m. And then, of course, we'll have everything posted to our Facebook page. But games, prizes, food, and so much more. We hope to see everybody out there. And your furry family members are welcomed as well.
Ooh, I was like, ooh, everybody?
Yes, everybody in the family.
All right. Even the people on Maranai who have turtles, because I have seen somebody who was like, somebody's my turtle escaped.
I guess they could bring the chore. Yeah. Why not? They could bring their turtle.
Absolutely love it. So remember that Black Party is happening July 18th. Just try and keep tabs on the USO Facebook page for more details and, of course, more surprises, because they always have those. You're just now joining us. I have a Casey right here in the studio from the USO. Talked about quite a few events, but you can't not talk about Red, White, and Boom, because absolutely, it's coming up. So how is the USO supporting?
Yeah, so we are so excited to celebrate 4th of July and support MWR and the big Red, White, Boom festivities. There's so much going on. More stuff. You've got to go over the MWR and check it out. So in the morning at the Color Run, we will be there at the finish line with fresh cool beverages. No coffee that day, and some light refreshments, so probably some bananas and croissants for all our runners. And then way later on in the day at the actual event, I believe it kicks off at 4 p.m.
it does,
thank you. We are doing a watermelon eating contest at the USO tent, so we will have it divided into different age categories. So do not worry, we won't have a six-year-old eating against a 15-year-old, but it'll be tons of fun. So definitely, if you want to participate in the watermelon eating contest, come over to the USO tent. We will have our registration and liability forms to kick off. Also, we'll have popcorn for everybody, games, prizes, all the USO fun at our tent. So definitely come out to Red, White, Boom. Come out to the USO tent. Come out to everything that's going on the 4th of July. So much fun. Everyone is going to be tired at the end of that day for sure.
Oh, absolutely. The funniest thing for me, I think, because I saw, like, you know, part of like the watermelon eating contest after it got posted and stuff, was the little kids who were like, oh no, not the seeds, and so they're like picking the seeds out, and I just thought it was hilarious. I was like, well,
yeah,
winning. But it was very, very cute, because it's such a kid thing to do, and again, fun for the whole
definitely
family.
Fun
for sure. But we want you to keep it right here. We're going to continue talking about the USO, and we're also going to talk about some of the things that they have coming up, so you don't want to miss out on those. You're just now joining us. I have a Casey right here in the studio. We've talked about troop time. We've talked about a block party. And we talked about 4th of July. But there is one thing, aside from the USO, that all of these three things have in common. So we're going to talk about that right now. How are events like these possible in the USO supporting our community?
We couldn't do it without our amazing, dedicated volunteers like yourself. Thank you for volunteering. We have worldwide almost 30,000 volunteers and only 700 paid staff. So put those numbers into perspective. 250 locations worldwide. Absolutely could not put it on the mission without our amazing volunteers. Shout out to all the USO Sigonella volunteers. You're the best. So if you would like to participate in the fun at the USO, OSO give back to your community and meet great people, and also active duty. We do provide LOAs. Come and volunteer with us. It's so much fun, and it's completely on your schedule. You can join us for events, or you can do drop-ins at the center. We understand that everybody's lives are busy. It's not like you have to come at a certain day or time. It's just when you are available. So how do you become a volunteer? So easy. Go to uso.org/volunteers and you'll complete what's called the intake path. We have an application on there. You watch some videos, learn about the USO, and then you come by the center for an orientation slash interview. Don't worry, we just want to make sure you're there for the right reasons. July 8th at 12, that is at noon during the lunch hour, is our next orientation. So even if you don't complete everything online, you can still join us. We'll help you get through the process. So come and join us on July 8th for that orientation. If you can't make it, don't worry. Hop in the center or shoot us a message. We'll work with you to get you onboarded. Lots and lots of fun. And we also do volunteer appreciation every other month. We give out volunteer swag, USO items. We provide awards. And wherever you go next, your hours go with you, because the USO is 250 locations worldwide. So you can continue your USO volunteering journey.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, super easy. All you got to do is just go online, fill it out. If you got questions, you can always stop by and ask Casey or Hajer or any of the other volunteers who did it, because I'm sure they'd be more than happy to help you along that process.
And we do take minor volunteers. So 15 and over, you are able to volunteer. So parents, send your teenagers to us. We need the we couldn't do it without all our volunteers. We need the help. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, Casey, thank you so much for joining me this morning and talking about all things USO. We love what you're doing here in the community, obviously. But like, it's not a base without a USO, you know?
No, definitely. It's not a family without a USO.
There we go. That too.
Don't forget about troop time, everybody, today. 12 to 1 over at the USO.
Absolutely. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day. Seriously, it's been a joy.
Thank you. Likewise.
Exactly. Here we go. Cindy Lauper, everyone.